May I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When there's lots going on all at the same time, it can be hard to know where to focus. I find this week that that's true of the scriptures. And it's true of the news of the world. And so I'm going to start with the news of the world and come to those scriptures. This week in the news of the world, it seems everyone was in riveted focus on the whereabouts of that submersible down by the Titanic. I imagined myself in that little capsule, so I couldn't help feeling the claustrophobia of empathy with it. But then there was that journalism from below of people calling our attention to the boat in the Mediterranean carrying 750 refugees, which did not receive the same kind of attention. Well, where was I? I was kind of in the submersible, and I really needed that call to attention. How was it that a boat with so many people who died could be so ignored? It's something called psychic numbing, where we can feel one death as a tragedy, but a million would be a statistic. Five rich people or 750 poor people. And we could be angry with the world of journalism for not showing us that in the proper way, or we could applaud the journalism from below of pointing out what had been missed. Keeping in mind that this week we also had the National Indigenous Peoples Day, I've heard many people say the same thing about our education system, which failed us by not teaching us the truth. But in the world of many things to focus on, add to those that it seems something is happening in Ukraine and Russia, and we're all wondering what effect that will have on us. Where do we even focus when there is so much news spinning around? And if we were to do it from the angle of news in the church, well, it's Gordon Johnston's final Sunday in a wonderful role. I'll add it's my final Sunday before I go off for a couple of weeks, though I know you'll be in the very capable hands of Alan Box. And maybe also as you walked in the door of the church, you saw a sign about St. John's holding a possible Christmas market, and we're not even near Christmas yet. And let me add that there's a powwow today, and wouldn't it be great to go? Where do we even focus when we have so many things all jumbled around? And it's also true of the portions of scripture we've read. With Jeremiah, it seems his opponents actually hope God will lead him into temptation. And Paul poses a rhetorical question about whether, since God will forgive us anyway when we confess, maybe we should just keep on sinning. And as Martin Luther put it, if you're going to sin anyway, sin boldly. Then we come to Jesus with a whole range of sayings. Each one could take some time to unpack. He talks about the things that we try to cover up that will get known. And here I'm again grateful for that journalism from below. But he goes on to many other sayings, ending with that disturbing one about setting family members against each other for his sake. Where are we to focus? I can't do all of them. If I tried, it would be long and unfocused. And so I've been thinking this week, is there one thing that we could hold on to to help us be focused. And I found I was drawn to a little phrase in the gospel about focusing on the light. In case you missed it, Jesus says it. He says, "What I say to you in the dark, tell it in the light." It's not the only thing that Jesus says about light. He says in other places that he is the light of the world, and that we are to be the light of the world and not hide it under a basket. He says, walk while you have the light, and not while you're in the darkness and don't know where you're going. And he was transfigured by the light. There's a lot of darkness in the world and in how the world's story is told. And so I wanted to focus on the light this week. And that's where I was on Friday night when I attended the Pride Shabbat at Temple Israel. They also chose to focus on the light. They chose different texts from ours, of course. No Jesus in their texts. They were working from the Psalms, actually, calling Israel to be a light to the nations. But as it unfolded, it was really to my delight. I found that I was trying to anticipate where they would go with this. And I thought, well, you know, maybe Leonard Cohen. In his great song, Anthem, and here's the phrase I thought they would use. Ring the bells that still can ring, forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. And I thought, well, you know, Leonard Cohen, good Jewish boy, this is what they're gonna do. And they didn't. In fact, Temple Israel showed themselves to be our spiritual siblings, if we hadn't already known from their involvement in multi-faith housing and in Cornerstone and in the shared sermon exchanges that we've had. Their youth group came up and presented a transgender perspective about the increasing intolerance by governments and media and education. And then they led the whole assembly in a rousing Cyndi Lauper. True colors. The image they wanted to have was the prism, that the light goes in and it spreads out into all these many colors that they saw in themselves and in the great value of humanity in the world. And so we all sang, "And I see your true colors shining through, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful like a rainbow." Where do we see the light today? I'm thinking about where I see the light. And starting from there, I actually see it in the rest of the scriptures. When Paul says that, do we say, why not sin, since God will forgive us anyway? His reason is that we are baptized into Christ's death and we rise out of the water in Christ's resurrection. Basically, it would go against our integrity to continue to accept darkness or participate in it or endorse it. And when Jesus speaks of family members turning against each other, well, as I listen to that youth group talk about transgender members of their group, I thought, yes, for any of these children to be harmed, I would want to speak against it to whoever it was. Even if we thought of each other as family, I would want to oppose those words. There's light in the news. Maybe it's that journalism from below that I mentioned, where we're called to hear the things that are not heard, and the secrets become exposed and revealed, and we have a broader perspective. There's an organizational study process called appreciative inquiry, which says that we look at what's going right here and how can we encourage more of it. So I was thinking about that for myself. I woke up today. I've found myself in a room with other people singing praise to God today. And I've been able to join in that singing. And I have a sense of what St. John's is about. That the prism of diverse colors is valued here. It's not just that you're accepted, you're valued. That you are before God and with us. There are lots of distractions in the world, maybe even in our busyness. But what Jesus says to us is, what's told in secret, even in the secrets of our hearts, let it be in the light and let it fill us with light.